Good morning, everybody, and happy Tuesday. This is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Francik Water Conditioning, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer serving the entire Thumb area with quality Kinetico water conditioning systems since 1994. Give them a call at 1-800-848-5150. A multiple structure fire erupted early Monday morning, October 27th, 2025, in Fremont Township, leading to the total loss of three buildings before mutual aid fire crews could bring the situation under control. The Mayville Fire Department, under the command of Fire Chief Terrence Blackmer, was initially dispatched to 4146 Chambers Road at approximately 3:30 a.m. Firefighters arrived to find intense fire conditions with a camper fully involved and the blaze already spreading to both a 25 by 35 foot garage and a 35 by 35 foot barn. A nearby 50 by 50 foot barn was beginning to ignite due to the intense radiant heat. Crews quickly established a water supply from the roadway and began an aggressive attack. Firefighters focused their efforts on protecting the larger 50 by 50 barn and the nearby residential home. Through coordinated operations and the use of multiple hose lines, they successfully prevented the fire from reaching the two most significant structures. The camper, garage, and first barn were unfortunately declared total losses. However, the decisive actions of the crews successfully saved the larger barn and the home from the blaze. No injuries to civilians or emergency personnel were reported in the incident. A 69-year-old Washington man was killed in a crash on M53 north of Imlay City on Friday afternoon, according to Lapeer County Sheriff's Office. Deputies say the man, identified as Stephen Sabansky, was driving a Jeep Patriot northbound when he crossed the center line and collided head-on with a southbound semi-truck. The Jeep ended up in a ditch, and Sabansky was pronounced dead at the scene. A 15-year-old passenger in the Jeep suffered injuries that were not life-threatening and was transported to Hurley Medical Center. The semi-truck driver, a 33-year-old man from Ontario, was also hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. The crash closed the road until just after 9 p.m. for cleanup. Authorities do not believe alcohol or excessive speed were factors, but the incident remains under investigation. Emergency response included multiple agencies from Imlay City and Lapeer County. And the recent decision by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to suspend Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, benefits for November has caused significant impacts on Michigan's Thumb region statewide. As a result of the funding lapse, two employees at the Michigan State University's Extension Tuscola County office lost their jobs, while hundreds of local residents who rely on SNAP and related services are left without crucial support. MSU Extension began preparing for possible layoffs as early as July, following earlier warnings about SNAP funding issues before the federal government shutdown. The need for assistance remains high, with estimates of 200 to 300 Tuscola County residents relying on Extension food and health programs. The suspension is also affecting neighboring Huron County, as employees often serve both counties. Statewide, about 1.4 million Michiganders depend on SNAP, including families with children, older adults, people with disabilities, and 40,000 veterans. Nationally, SNAP serves approximately 42 million Americans. In response, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel and 22 other attorneys general have requested clarification from the USDA on plans to address the funding shortfall. Those in need of food assistance are encouraged to call 211 or visit the Food Bank Council of Michigan for resources and support. And we will be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Emily. What makes Francik Water Conditioning the premier provider of water purification for your home or business? You get a no-obligation water analysis and a system designed to fit your water supply needs. From clear skin from your morning showers to healthier plants in the garden and more, you get confidence in every drop. Call Francik Water Conditioning today, 800-848-5150, and take the first step to better water. That's 800-848-5150. Francik Water Conditioning, confidence in every drop.
Food banks and pantries are preparing for a surge in demand if federal food aid is paused this weekend from the government shutdown. They were already struggling after federal program cuts this year. Now SNAP benefits are set to pause November 1st. It's the latest in a string of hardships placed on charitable food services. Food banks and pantries across the country are concerned about meeting the growing need left in the wake of that pause. Some states are trying to fill the gap, but others lack resources to help. Maine and Texas are the latest states where Republicans are pushing ballot initiatives targeting non-citizen voting, which is rare. Maine's initiative on the November 4th ballot is the more far-reaching one, seeking to require voter ID, restrict absentee voting, and limit drop boxes. In Texas, a Republican-backed measure would add wording to the state constitution specifically prohibiting voting by anyone who is not a U.S. citizen, even though voting by non-citizens is already illegal. The initiatives are the latest in a wave of voting-related measures since Donald Trump's false claims about widespread fraud costing him re-election in 2020, with Republican states passing mostly restrictive laws and Democratic ones passing laws to make voting more accessible. And overseas, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the remains of a hostage returned by Hamas overnight are body parts of a hostage who was recovered in Gaza by Israeli troops almost 2 years ago. Netanyahu called the return a, quote, clear violation of the U.S. brokered ceasefire agreement, which requires Hamas to return all Israeli hostage remains as soon as possible. He said he will convene top security officials for an emergency discussion to weigh Israel's response. There are still 13 bodies of hostages in Gaza, and the slow recovery of those remains is posing a challenge to implementing the next stages of the ceasefire. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Francik Water Conditioning, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer, serving the entire Thumb area with quality Kinetico water conditioning systems since 1994. You can call them at 1-800-848-5150. And you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.